In Moscow today, Russia's most popular politician announced that he's forming a new political party. Retired General Alexander Lebed finished third in this year's Russian presidential race. He told supporters today that his new party will try to occupy the middle ground between Boris Yeltsin's government and the communist opposition. As NPR's Andy Bowers reports from Moscow, it remains to be seen whether the general's personal appeal will translate to a broader political movement.
Alexander Lebed gets compared to a lot of other politicians, perhaps because no one really knows exactly what he himself stands for. Some believe he could be Russia's Dwight Eisenhower or Charles de Gaulle, a former general who becomes a revered president. Others believe he's more like a different general, former Chilean dictator Augusto Pinochet, about whom Lebed has made sympathetic remarks. But today, as he announced his plans to start the new Russian Popular Republican Party at a news conference, Lebed sounded a bit like another recent political upstart, Ross Perot.
Меня, по сути дела, понудили до известной степени заняться созданием партии.
As a matter of fact, I was forced to create this party, which I hadn't planned to do until later. A huge number of people have written to me wanting to join this party, big groups of people. And so I listened to them, and suddenly I understood that I should become an organizer.
Lebed shares another trait with Perot. Both are very good at talking about the problems facing their countries in frank and simple terms. For Lebed, that means focusing on issues such as taxes and crime, both of which most Russians believe are out of control. In fact, Lebed said today that the government's inept and draconian tax policies have turned Russia into a nation of tax cheats.
Сегодня все предприниматели.
Today, all entrepreneurs are crooks, all of them. And they became crooks not because they wanted to, but because they were forced to. First of all, we must get the bulk of the business people to return to the law.
By making taxes fairer, he said. Lebed's gruff military style and promises to crack down on Russia's rampant organized crime have also won him legions of fans. Lebed's political high point came in August, when, as Boris Yeltsin's security chief, he negotiated an end to the war in Chechnya. But Yeltsin soon fired Lebed, who was quite obviously campaigning to fill the ailing president's chair should he die. Yeltsin has since survived heart bypass surgery and returned to work at the Kremlin just this week. However, Lebed said in a newspaper interview this morning that he believes Yeltsin is still seriously ill and should, quote, play with his grandchildren and have a rest at his dacha. He should resign now, said the general. At his news conference today, Lebed refused to be drawn any more on the president's health.
In 2 months, you'll see for yourselves. Let's not argue now. We'll see in 2 months.
Lebed also refused to say what his next move will be. He will formally launch his party in March, and he's still considering a run for governor early next year in his home province of Tula, south of Moscow. That position would give him a seat in Russia's upper house of parliament. And although Lebed calls his new party centrist, it remains to be seen whether he'll try harder to attract nationalists or liberal reformers, both of whom he's worked with in the past. But Lebed's broad appeal was summed up this evening by a famous actor who just won the Russian equivalent of an Oscar for his portrayal of a gruff general, a character he consciously modeled on Lebed. We're both real men, the actor said on an interview show, and Russia, he said, needs real men. I'm Andy Bowers in Moscow.